As NATO allies gathered in Sweden, the U.S. made it clear it's working on multiple paths to a deal with Iran. Negotiation and a plan for navigation of the Strait of Hormuz.
There's been some progress. I wouldn't exaggerate it. I wouldn't diminish it.
The U.S. claims the two sides are getting closer to a deal to start formal negotiations. Iran rejects that, characterizing the differences as deep and significant. Though Iranian officials did meet with key intermediaries from Pakistan to relay their positions.
You see what we've done to Iran. Iran is dying to make a deal. We'll see what happens.
But the U.S. Secretary of State said he told NATO allies they need a backup plan if talks fail.
And plan B is, what if Iran refuses to open the straits? What if Iran decides we refuse to open the straits, we're going to own the straits, and we're going to charge tolls for it? Okay, at that point, something has to be done about it.
NATO's Secretary General would not openly talk about how the alliance might help. In recent weeks, both the United Kingdom and France have sent aircraft carriers to the region.
This direct assault on freedom of navigation and global commerce impacts us all. It is important that countries are coming together around plans to ensure that the strait can be open for transit.
The longer the stalemate drags on, the more this global crisis grows. More than 20,000 sailors are still trapped on vessels in the Persian Gulf, unable to leave their ships for months and quickly running out of food.
They need a collective intervention because they are key for our economies, for the supply chains, but also they are civilians.
Like the rest of the world, they can only wait for the two sides to make a deal, trapped by a conflict that has no end in sight.